My credit card drama started at age 18. When I first arrived at college, I took a stroll down the main walking path on my campus. There was a table set up by a company offering credit cards. At 18 years old, I had absolutely no idea what a credit card was. They told me that all I had to do was make a small minimum payment each month, and I could use it to purchase what I wanted. So, of course, I signed up immediately. Fast forward to college, I partied and drank every weekend. Fast forward to post-college, I started partying in New York City, hitting every hot club at the time every weekend. And yes, plenty of drinking. I'm surprised I made it home most nights. Fast forward to dealing with my parents' illnesses and deaths. When I finally decided to stop drinking like I was a college party girl, my mood improved, my blood pressure became more normal and balanced, my body started to reshape itself to its natural proportions, and I started to regain motivation to do productive things each day. Liquor store runs should not be fun or normal outings for kids. So one of the lessons I wish I had learned by 11 is that going to the liquor store is not some kind of fun and normal event for kids. Here is a quick way to distinguish an acquaintance or associate from an opponent or a friend. Have you ever gone to a party, event, or holiday gathering with a special dish that you made with love and everyone raves about the dish, not knowing who made it? Then someone finally asks, "Who made this? It's so good." An acquaintance or associate would be pleasantly surprised and probably compliment you on the dish and ask you for the recipe. An op will immediately start to criticize the dish as soon as they learn that you are the one who made it. They loved it before, but now it's too dry, too salty, or it smells funny. They want to convince everyone else that it's not that great after all. Your friend will be the one who probably answers the question because they know you the most. They know how good of a cook you are, and they know your signature dish. An opponent or opposition, better known as an op or an enemy, is someone who you know, but who you should not ever trust. I mean, not at all. This person will try to take you down, betray you, or look forward to seeing you fall. They want nothing more than to see you down on your luck, miserable, and behind in life. Ops are a potential threat to your peace, and you need to identify and protect yourself from them as soon as possible, which is why I want to talk about this group of people in more detail. I think that many of us allow ops to invade our lives without even knowing it. Tips for identifying a narcissist or sociopath. Based on my personal experiences and research, these are a few tips for how you can spot a possible narcissist or sociopath. When having a conversation about anything, does the topic always seem to return to them? When discussing a problem that you're having, does the discussion always seem to turn into solving their problems? Are they able to start and stop crying very quickly, like on the drop of a dime? When learning of a tragedy, do they react with genuine concern or change the subject to something else as if the news didn't really matter? If you go through life not being aware of the intentions of others, you're bound to get hurt, used, and abused time and time again. There's a modern term that women use for men who only want to date them so that they will have a place to stay: hobosexual. From the beginning, the hobosexual man has one sole goal, and that is to move into the woman's house as soon as possible. They will use every romantic tactic they can think of to get the woman to let her guard down so that she will invite him to stay over the night at her home. Then there's breakfast in bed, with the food that you bought, of course, cleaning up, good sex. The law of attraction simply says that you attract what you are and what you think about every day. For a more modernized understanding, the law of attraction is like a social media algorithm. Whatever you post about, like, share, and respond to regularly will determine what you start to see on your timeline. It creates your own little world on social media.